2 Kings chapter 5. It's a story about the healing of Naaman. So let's just have a word of prayer. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the testimony that Sister Jackie just gave us, Father. We thank Thee that Thou art working in her life and that she is going about showing that love that You have for her, Father, to others, to bring others to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that each one of us will do so. And as we look at the story here today of the servant girl, we pray that opportunities that will come to us, that we will be able to do the same thing, and that we will be able to give the joy of salvation to others. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Yes, the joy of salvation. Salvation of deliverance. A saving in the surety of being saved. Preservation from destruction. And we know that we are all headed for destruction if we don't have that salvation in Lord Jesus Christ. Not just the deliverance from sin, but the deliverance from the punishment for sin. We have to have that, both these things in our lives. And as we look at the story of Naaman here, and the servant girl, and this story really touches four people. To be children of God, the family of God, and realize that we are saved. And that we can have that joy of salvation. And we need it. We need that to share that with others so that they can also have that joy that we have. And it needs to be a personal experience for each one of us. And as we choose Christ as our Lord, know that there's a battle to be doing, and we have to subdue self daily. That in this here, as we look at this, tasting the joy of salvation, as we look at chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, we see there Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away captive out of the land of Egypt a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." We see that he brings that attention there to these four people. Here Naaman, the captain of the king of the host of the king of Syria, you know, he had everything, but he really had nothing. And they had taken a trip and gone into Israel to collect contraband, really, to do that. And it was constantly going on, even though they did have peace with Syria, but it still happened these times. And he had everything here, you know, beside the king of Syria, but he really had nothing because he was a leper, you know, and everything. To have everything, but yet be a leper. And in those that leper was, you know, there was no cure for it. And they thought that it was just death. So just people was looking at him and seeing his leprosy and his suffering that he was going through. But this little servant girl, doesn't say how old she was or anything, tells us that, was taken from the nation of Israel and became a slave and a maid to Naaman's wife. And even as a slave, she had everything because she had living in her heart the Lord Jesus Christ. She had the Savior, the true God living there. And when they had that peace living in them, we can have that peace and countenance that she might have had there in her life and the words that she spoke here to it. And then we see the king of Israel there in verses 5, 6, and 7 here. Here's a king having everything, but truly he had nothing himself. And even as a leader of Israel, the people of God, he did not trust God. But even having the knowledge of God's power, he did not trust him enough to see in the wonderful God who brings the joy of salvation. He was not willing to yield to his God that was the leader of the nation of Israel. And God's prophet in 2 Kings 5, 8 there, Elisha, the prophet had the privilege of belonging to God and feeling that joy of salvation in his life and sharing that joy of salvation. And we pray that each one of us can have that joy and that we will share it. With the servant girl living a life of salvation, joy of salvation, was a blessing to the needy and took salvation to the sinners here. And it doesn't have to be an adult to be able to do that, to be in favor with God or have advantageous conditions to share the joy of salvation. I just pray that each one of us will, no matter what, you know. But everything was going wrong for the girl. She was being a slave there, and taken from her home, from her parents, and everything. It doesn't say what happened to her parents or that, but she didn't hide. She didn't hide the presence of God in her life. And from the pen of Ellen White, those who give their lives to Christ-like ministry know the meaning of true happiness. Their interest and their prayers reach far beyond self. They themselves are growing as they try to help others. Christian Service, page 269. And we pray that we are that there to have that wonderful experience the servant girl had and was able to give that to Naaman as she saw his leprosy and crossing, had compassion for him, and then was able to know that through the Lord Jesus Christ he would have the power to overcome that. You know, Naaman was able to taste the joy of salvation, to know the wonderful power of a God who transforms completely. We know that he did have a few problems with that, wanting to give his life to God and with being with the right hand of the king there. So he did have some problems there, but he wanted to be true to the God from then on there. You know, he was able to feel that joy of knowing God. He felt the power of God in his own flesh, having his flesh restored. Verse 14, and now I know. Verse 15, he's telling that there, so he would be able to feel that power. And how many of us are eager to know God and are willing to pay any price for peace, to have relief from pain, and to add the joy of salvation. And I pray that we're able to take that joy of salvation this day to others so that they have the same opportunities that we have. How many in the church are sure of their salvation? To be in the church and not talk about the salvation that we have, the joy there. To be in the church and not know the wonderful love of Jesus Christ. We all need to be awake to be in spiritual Israel and to have salvation by Jesus Christ. And that is the only way that for us to have salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. You know, we don't have time for discouragement. Time is going so fast here. We don't have time for selfishness. It's time to live an intense relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. To hear that fearful attitude that the King of Israel had there, you know, warning us to wake up. We have to be on the alert. We have to seek for the knowledge of the God of salvation. And we look at God's prophet, Elisha, a man of God and an instrument of salvation in Naaman's life there. And Naaman tried to pay Elisha for it, but Elisha rejected that payment. He was not willing to take any kind of gift for that. He was demonstrating the gracious love of the God that he served. So showing that joy, you know, transforms sinners. We pray that each one of us has been trained by that and changed by the joy of salvation that has come into our lives at whatever time it has done that, and pray that we'll continue to do that, to have that there. Like the servant girl, a slave in a strange world, surrounded by impure people in a secular society, her life was able to shine. And I pray that we have that same opportunity in this life today, in this secular world, to shine for our Lord. We need to be a witness for Jesus. We need to tell others that there is a power that restores and brings joy with all the sadness and all the negativity in the world today. We know that to bring joy is a wonderment, and it only can come through the Lord Jesus Christ. To taste the joy of being saved and take that joy to others. I just pray that that is our concern each and every day, to remember Jesus Christ, the water of life, who cures and restores, to feel the joy of salvation and have the opportunity that one day of being with our Savior face to face, to be with Him for eternity. We don't even can't even understand that, what eternity is going to be forever and ever. So we see that, and we know that God has always been, and the Lord Jesus has always been, and that we will be with Him for eternity. I just pray that that's our prayer this morning and our joy of salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, our Heavenly Father, our gracious Redeemer, that one day soon we will be able to see Him, to walk by His side for eternity. Father, we thank Thee now that we may have that joy of salvation in our lives, that we may live the life that You would have us to be here, and to reject evil and to do good. Help us, O Lord, that we are Your children here now, and that we will give the gospel message to the world. Thank You for the testimony of Jackie this morning. And pray the Lord continue to be with her and to guide her along her pathway to the eternal kingdom is waiting for her and all of us, Father, and that will come one day soon. We pray for these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.